Thursday morning, NoCo Now on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Allo Communications Studios. Joining us now up on the hotline, it is Miles Blumhart with the Coloradoan. Miles, your story, I got a text and a recommendation actually to talk with you about this, about how CSU is spending some of the finances and money they made from the Hughes Stadium. Do you care to break that down for us?
Yeah, so, right, they have about $5 million in buyouts, $3 million to the fired Steve Adazio, and just short of $2 million for Jay Norvell to Nevada. So I asked them about it, and they were a little reluctant at first to give me the information. But after a couple months, we finally hammered it out, and they broke down how they were going to pay for it. And $2.3 million of the $12.5 million former Hughes Stadium property will be used for that buyout.
Is this not normal, Miles? Is this kind of unique to CSU's situation?
I don't know. I mean, every time that these buyouts happen, these universities have to get creative somehow to pay for them. And we have done stories before that. I think the bulk of that money from the sale of Hughes was actually going to go towards Canvas Stadium. So I don't know that it's a great deviation of funds, because I think a lot of that was going to go to athletics anyhow.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was thinking as well. I mean, I'm sure Joe Parker and company would rather be spending that money elsewhere, not on failed head coaches, but I guess that's the way she goes sometimes.
Yeah, and they're going to use another $1.3 million from CSU Global. That's a nonprofit that they have. I think it's based out of Denver. I kind of thought that was interesting, but universities move money around all the time to pay for different things. And then I thought the other interesting thing was, Jay Norvell paying $1.3 million of his nearly $2 million buyout. And, I don't know what that says. I don't know if that was good negotiating on CSU's part or an indication that, Jay really wanted out of Nevada.
Yeah, and I think that either way you slice that, it just goes to show you more about the type of person Jay Norvell is.
Well, here's the thing, right? You can deduct about $260,000 a year over his five-year contract to pay off that promissory note, that $1.3 million promissory note that CSU actually paid to Nevada, and then Jay is paying CSU back. So, but it still puts him at like $1.34 million, which is more than double what he was making at Nevada, where he was the lowest paid coach in the Mountain West. So, CSU makes out, Jay makes out. Obviously there's a lot more resources here. I think there's a lot more chances of him doing well here, although he did really well at Nevada. And maybe he can turn things around.
So you don't see it as a misconduct or a misuse of funds using the Hughes Stadium money to pay off some of these contract buyouts?
No, because again, it was already, I think it was all earmarked to pay off part of Canvas. I think the payment on Canvas Stadium now is about $12 or $13 million a year, and that was going to go to that anyhow. So, it was a way that they figured they could, help out with this buyout. I don't think there's anything, ethically wrong with it or legally wrong with it for sure. And ethically, I'm getting some complaints from, some of the faculty members who are upset because supposedly, and I don't know this because I haven't looked into it, that there haven't been any merit pay raises this year. So, there's an issue from that standpoint, but other than that, no, I don't see anything.
Talking with Miles Blumhart with the Colorado, and I think the main issue for a lot of people is that it just makes their skin crawl knowing that CSU is still having to pay Steve Adazio.
Well, and they're also paying, they have one more payment left on Mike Bobo's. And, so there's a buy, and they it wasn't that long ago they paid $1 million for Larry Eustachian. And this is what some of the people have a problem with, athletic director Joe Parker is that, during his tenure, there's about, I think, $8 million in there in buyouts. And, I've been at the Colorado in a long time. And
$8 million?
Total. Yeah. When you go almost $2 million to Bobo, $1 million to Eustace, $3 million to Adazio, and $2 million to Norvell. Now, they don't have to pay all the Norvell, right?
Right.
Because he's paying 1.3.
Well, and but, that's good. I think you're willing to pay more of I guess it depends on how the Norvell tenure goes, but you're more apt to get a sense of optimism for buying a coach out to get him to come to your place than having to pay them for firing them because they sucked at their job.
Let's face it, the Mike Bobo thing, okay, that didn't work out. You don't hit on every hiring, okay? You just don't. Was it a mistake that Joe extended him? I don't know. I believe I wrote a column back then that said that was a good move. Well, it turned out not being a good move. But, people are going to miss. The big miss was Adazio. Everybody knew it. Joe should have known it. Joyce McConnell should have known it. But they let Urban Meyer get in there. And, they were playing with a master manipulator, and he got his guy in there, and it really hurt CSU in a lot of different ways, not only on the field, but with his off-field actions as well.
Yeah, that's just a total miss, and I think you chalk it up to that standpoint. And there's cases to be made with almost all of these guys for letting them go. Adazio had to go, so that was just a total miss. But Eustace had to go as well. I don't think there's much they could have done about that one. He was just a detriment to the entire university. The only one that you look at and say, okay, could you have rode out one more season with Bobo? That's the only one I look at and say, Maybe jump the gun a little bit there on the extension for sure, but then the firing of him as well.
Well, I think CSU probably, yeah, they could have done that. However, the atmosphere was atrocious. The culture was atrocious. That it had gotten so bad. Obviously, in that investigative piece that I did, the racial insensitivity that went on around Bobo and his staff. I think, they cut him a deal, 1.8, he was due more, but, in that deal, they didn't, subtract any of his future earnings. With Adazio, they did. So, Adazio will get paid $1 million a year for 3 years, but he got hired as Texas A&M's offensive line coach. So whatever he makes there, you'll deduct that from there. He'll maybe make $500,000 there. The problem is, and I hear this from a lot of people, and I don't disagree. I think Larry obviously could have been fired for cause, which would have saved him some money. And really, I think Adazio, with the custodian incident and other incidents, could have been fired with cause. And that could have saved CSU a lot of money.
Yeah, this is an imperative for Norvell to work out, for Joe Parker's future, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I, to be quite honest, I think it will work out.
I agree.
I think it will, but that athletic department doesn't have a huge budget, and they're paying a lot of money on some missteps by Joe.
Yeah, it's interesting, and a lot of frustration boiled over, after the year of football, but the Norvell hire, I think, has put a little bit of a damper on that, at least for now. Let's get with the last story with CSU Athletics in there. Kendall Moore now entering the transfer portal after he's saying he was going to return. What are your thoughts on CSU basketball? Are you concerned yet, Miles?
No, I'm not. I'm guessing. And I was talking to Kevin Lytle about this, and he might have said it with Brady. But, either Kendall wants to get back to where his girlfriend and son live. I think that's back in Illinois. Maybe there's another guard coming in that might have taken some of his playing time. That might be an option. I was glad when Kendall, was going to come back. Yeah, did he struggle this season? Sure. But I like him. I think he's a good player. He's not a great player. He's a good player. Does it hurt that he's leaving? No. This staff is very good at recruiting guard, so that's not really going to hurt him. And then they gave a scholarship to the Boise, Idaho kid. And, you know, he looks like a decent player. So I still trust the staff. And, you know, I just think it's in the era that we are with a lot of movement.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that's well said, Miles. All right, let's get to a couple of other stories that you've been putting out there. Let's start first. You just got a story that went up online today. I saw it out there about intersections in Fort Collins.
Yeah, you know, so every 3 years the city compiles crash data looking at different intersections. And so I came out with the 10 most dangerous intersections in Fort Collins, and probably not surprising to a lot of them. To a lot of drivers, but there's a few surprises on there. And then the other thing is taking a look at, like, what's the city doing to mitigate those crash issues and to reduce them. And it's always an interesting story, and one that I think I did 3 years ago. So people are always interested in that story.
Yeah. Have the results changed in those 3 years, Miles?
Two things, and I pointed out in the story. One, the number one the most dangerous intersection is College Avenue and Trilby Road, which was the second most in the report after 2016 to 2018. So that's not a big surprise. And the city has a $14.7 million project that is going on there they will start in 2023 to revamp that. The one that was surprising was Shields and Horsetooth, which went way up in the rankings and wasn't even in the top 50 before. So they're trying to figure out why that happened.
Yeah, well, college drivers.
and there's a lot more drivers here.
That's true. Know? Okay, so you're not going to jump on the bandwagon with me and just blame them young kids.
Well, yeah, it could be. I need to see the data. I don't like to jump to conclusions, damn it.
That's right. That's why you're a journalist, and that's why I'm a talk show host, because that's what I get paid to do, is jump to those conclusions. No, but as a guy who lived over there in Fort Collins, right around that area, I mean, I hated that intersection, because there was always so many people and so many morons who didn't know how to operate it there.
Yeah, you know, when you talk to these traffic planners and civil engineers, it's amazing how much money we have to spend to try and reduce what should be very easy fixes if people just, you know, would pay attention.
Yeah, I think that that could solve a lot of the world's problems. Miles Blumhardt with the Colorado. And Miles, let's get to this last story here, one that we talked about and that has a lot of people in an uproar about the elk that passed away up there in Rocky Mountain National Park.
Yeah, you know, that story did really well, unfortunately, right, because it's an unfortunate situation. So a big bull elk, you know, called the Big Kahuna and some other names. So he died from what they think is natural causes, and that was sad, but that happens, right? The circle of life, we talked about that. But the bad thing is somebody went in there and illegally took his skull, and he only had one antler left because they shed their antlers every year and grow new ones back. So they took the skull and the antler, which was a huge antler. And that has created quite the stir with people.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just so frustrating. You get that. You see that a little bit when you go and hunt an elk, where you get the trophy from it. But when a bull elk like this just dies of natural causes, that is, you never see that.
Yeah, you know, shed hunting. So antler shed hunting is legal during parts of the year, not in Rocky Mountain National Park, but like in the Roosevelt National Forest and lots of places. I've looked for sheds before, and it's really fun to do, but you got to do it legally, and you can't do it in Rocky Mountain National Park.
So are they looking for this person?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the investigation is ongoing. You know, probably a difficult investigation.
Yes.
Because this is in a fairly remote area. The people who, the wildlife photographers who found his carcass, they posted photos and stuff, but they didn't post where they were. But obviously somebody figured it out and went and took that.
Miles Blumhardt with the Colorado. And Miles, I appreciate your insight as always, my friend, and looking forward to talking with you more next week. We need to go, and as soon as this wind lets up, man, we need to go play around a golf. We have still yet to do that.
I talked to Kevin Lytle.
Oh,
yeah. We decided we are going as soon as this wind, if it ever quits. I think it's supposed to, by Easter, by Sunday, I think it's supposed to let up some, and then let's go out there and we'll spray some around.
Let's do it, man. You just text me and I'm there. I'll go get my butt whooped by you guys. I think I can beat Kevin. From the sounds of it, I can't beat you and I can't beat Chris Abshire. So I think I just need to beat Kevin.
Okay, well, Chris Abshire is, I think, a scratch golfer,
yeah.
And he played in the U.S. qualifier last year. The one consistent part about my golf game is its inconsistency.
That's right. That is right. Well, maybe it'll be you, me, and Kevin against Chris, and we'll see what we can get done there.
Sounds good.
All right, Miles, thanks so much for your time, my friend. We'll talk with you next week.
Yep, have a great day, Tanner.
You too. That's Miles Blumhardt with the Colorado, and appreciate his insight as always. 9:52 the time. I want to say thanks to Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine with locations in Eaton and in Greeley. Whatever part of your body that you had injured, that surgery to get it corrected is just the first step. Getting that motion, that mobility, that strength back, you got to trust these experts to do that. It's Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. More online at proactivecolorado.com. We'll take another look at our poll question when we come back on the other side. Get set up for hour number two. It's NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.